Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Sene mthwaka zomuhle ngolwesithathu mhlaka 10 kuzibandlela 2024. Igama lami nguNtungami Linkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Lokhu okuyenzwe nguTB Joshua namanye amaqili onkolo kwakwaziwa nje i-documentary leye BBC ihlela kuphela ufakazi.
I-documentary ethulwe ngumsakazo we-BBC eveza ukuba umfundisi wakwele Nigeria uTB Joshua wayedlwengula abesifazana njalo ephatha luklubhu izisebenzi zakhe. Isidale inkulumo.
Umblessing lo ongene kuphela indaba jabalala wayengekho kubereka mwana esasekuyo wayengekho u candidate selection esasilayo konke okwakusenzakala kazange afake amaphepha ngoba yena waye ku MDCT
ibandla le Triple C letesa ixoko laleli bandla elisekela umnomzana Sengezo Chabango. Umlando wokufaka ilunga lebandla le MDCT unkosazana Mblessing Chuma ukuthi ancintise kukhetho lephalamende okuzancintisa khona umsekeli wasikhulumeli se-Triple C umnumzana Gift Osterlosi Siziba.
Nanzelela ukuthi lanxa kunjalo kuba lohlupho lokuthi kwezinye indawo kugcina leyo 5 days ingahlonitshwanga, amanzi avule kwezinye indawo engafiki, bathi bona nxa kuyikuthi indawo eziphezulu kusuka kube lohlupho ukuthi amanzi angafiki.
Kulabantu abanengi abathi kabatholi izikwelede zokusungula kumbe ukuthukuthukisa amabhizimusi abo ngesizathu sokuthi bangamalunga ebandla eliphikisayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. I-documentary ethulwe ngumsakazo wakwele Bilitane owe-BBC ngomvulo eveza ukuba umfundisi wakwele Nigeria uTB Joshua wayedlwengula abesifazana njalo ephatha luklubhu izisebenzi zakhe soludale inkulumo. Livideo elesihloko esithi Disciples, The Cult of TB Joshua ile ngxoxo labesifazana lo Joshua igama lakhe lokuzalwa enguThemitope Balagon Joshua yena obhubhe ngomnyaka ka-2021 kanye lendodakazi yakhe. Abanye baveze ukuba izigigaba ezazisenziwa nguTB Joshua ezifana lokwelapha abagulayo zazingezamanga. I-BBC ithi njalo uTB Joshua wavimba imbangela yokudilika kwesakhiwo sakhe esawohlokayo sabulala abantu abedlula ikhulu 118. uTB Joshua wakwele Nigeria ubedume kakhulu umhlaba wonke jikelele njalo evakatshelwa ngabantu abavela emazweni womhlaba atshiyeneyo ababalisa labeZimbabwe abagoqela inkokheli yezombusazwe ethi umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai, unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe lomsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Kembo Mohadi. Kodwa abanye bayayisola lidokumentari besithi ngamanga okukhulunywayo njalo kulobufakazi bokuthi uTB Joshua wayeselapha abantu basile ngomoya oyingcwele. UChris Kande weStudio 7 uxoxele umfundisi Kenneth Mtata, umqondisi womanyano wamasonto omhlaba oweWorld Council of Churches, ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Lokhu okuyenzwe ngu-TB Joshua namanye amaqili okolo kwakwaziwa nje i-documentary leye BBC ihlela kuphela ubufakazi obuphumileyo kudala sikuzwa kodwa abantu bengakuthathi serious kodwa ukuthi kube kuyenzwa izinto ezimbi eziningi ku-TB Joshua lamanye amabandla anjalo kube kwaziwa kodwa abantu babuza ukuthi yini okufanele kuyenziwe manje ngalendaba abanye bathi kungcono lawa amabandla avalwe kodwa lokhu kuveza ama problems amaningi ngoba uma uhulumende sekwazi ukuvala nje lawa amabandla engawafuniyo kuzoyenza ukuthi lamanye amabandla avalwe ngoba ayakhuluma lokho ohulumende abaningi bengakufuniyo so ngiyabona ngathi ayisiyondlela yoku-addressa le ndaba kumele ku-addresswe ama root causes ayenza ukuthi abantu abaningi babe vulnerable simele siqede indlala lokuhlupheka kwabantu ngoba uma abantu belendlala kuyenza ukuthi babe vulnerable kulowo muntu ozoza esithi engabasiza okunye ukuthi amabandla ngokwawo amele abe lendlela e-self regulation ukuze bekwazi ukuthi ngobani abakhuluma besithi bengamabandla ngoba uma ingekho indlela e-self regulation kuzoba labantu abazophuma besithi bakhuluma in the name of the church bona bengama crooks lama charlatans athatha i-advantage yabantu abahluphekayo so le i-tip nje of the iceberg kodwa lendle lendaba inkulu kakhulu akhona futhi amabandla amanengi ayenza izinto ezimbi eziningi ezihlukumeza abantu and futhi kumele kube nendlela ukuthi laba bantu babotshwe ngoba umthetho ukhona oyenza ukuthi abantu abayenza izinto ezinje babotshwe okusemthethweni
Kodwa sike sezwa abanye belokhu besithi balobufakazi bokuthi uTB Joshua wayenza ukuqotho njalo eselapha abantu bakhona abasilayo abaningi. Lithini lina ngalokho?
Hayi asiko ukuthi alaba aba lezi zigebengu zazi sigebenga abantu nje ezikhathi zonke ngoba kwezinye isikhathi babe yenza lezo zinto abantu babe zidinga kodwa ayisho license phela ukuthi uma usiza abantu usuba abuser ngoba abantu aba abuseweyo ngo TB Joshua baningi futhi balobufakazi u TB Joshua asoze athola license yoku abuser abanye abantu ngoba usizile abanye abantu so indaba ekhona lapha indaba abuse enkulu kakhulu ezogansela okonke okuhle engabe ekwenzile iyo indaba ephuma lapha ku documentary ka TB Joshua
umfundisi Kenneth Mthatha ngomqondisi womanyano wamasonto omhlaba owe World Council of Churches Ubexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Gande we Studio 7 ekwele Germany.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Ibandla le Triple C selethe seyixuku laleli bandla elisekelwa ngumnumzana Sengezo Chabango umlando wokufaka ilunga le MDCT unkosazana Mo Blessing Chuma. Ukuthi ancintise kukhetho lwepharlamente lapho okuzancintisa khona umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-Triple C, umnumzana Gift Ostalosi Siziva. Leli bandla lithi uChuma kazange angene kuhlelo lokukhetha abazancintisa kukhetho lwanyakenye, kodwa liboneso kunguye okuthiwa amele isigaba sephelandaba chabalala okwakunqobe khona uSiziba Laye owabhalisela ukuncintisa emthethwanindaba okhetho owe-nomination court ephansi kwebandla le-CCC. UChris Gande uxoxele siphathamandla saleli bandla koBulawayo umnumzana Kwanelebhango ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Ngiyabonga mnumzana umbuzo wakho. Kuliqiniso sibili okubuzayo, uMo Blessing lo ongene kuphela indaba chabalala wayengekho kubereka mwana esasekuyo, wayengekho ucandidate selection esasilayo. Konke okwakusenzakala kazange afake amaphepha ngoba yena wayeku MDCT eyayikhokhelwa nguMonzora uDouglas. So eseswele amacandidate uChabangu ubone kufanele ukuthi athathe umuntu owayengekho. So ukuthi kuthiwe ufaka abantu aba-aggrieved, ngikubona kungasento e-right, kungasoqiniso sibili, ngoba u-aggrieved ngayiphi indlela uMo Blessing yena oyevele engekho ngaleso sikhathi abanye ababekhethwa bengena. Ngiyabonga.
Manje njengoba sisizwa besithi bazahamba emthethwandaba ukuthi bamise umnumzana Siziba ukuthi ancintise kusigaba sephelandaba chabalala, lina liluthatha njani lolu daba?
Thina ithemba lokuthi sizanqoba silalo, angaba khona siyakwazi sakhona ama-plans okuthi bamise u-Honorable Ostalos ukuthi aconteste, kodwa ithemba ekugcineni sizanqoba kuphela, yikho engingakutsho okwamanje. Wonke ama-plan amabi angafuna ukuthi awenziwe, hhatshi, thina silethemba, sihlala sinjalo, sizanqoba.
Umnumzana Kwanelebhango ngowebandla le-CCC koBulawayo. Sixoxe njalo lo munye wabasebenza lomnumzana Chabangu, umnumzana Albert Mhlanga, ukuze sizwe ukuthi bona bathini ngalolu daba.
Hayi, ngiyabonga baba Gande ukuthi lezi khamizi leZimbabwe nje yonke jikelele. Ye, bayatsho ukuthi ubebengamazi ngoba abangani bayakhumbula kumbe ebevele isikhamba labo mntwana former ECC. ECC is a citizen party. You see, a citizen party in that it's a itata ama stakeholders pose wonke ama industrialists, abezenkonzo, izinyanga kanye laba ama civic organizations. So ekwenzeni kwethu siqalisa sasivumele ukuthi kulezinye indawo esizazigcina sizigcinela aba political party vele edesilabo, kulezinye lapho esizazigcinela abe civic society. Like uyabona kuloba baba uDumisane Nkomo ubesuka ku civic society ubengekho any other party, ubesuka ku civic society yikho ke wangena ecouncilini. Yikho ke labanye nxa uMo Blessing bangamazi laye umela amanye ama organization lawo esisebenza lawo. So hayi uyanqoba ngoba sonke siyamcampaignela, bonke laba ama organization lapho asuka khona bazamcampaignela. Ikati nje vele ubephathekile kwezepolitiki isikhathi eside, abantu bayamazi lathi siyamazi. Yikho ke hayi ukuwina siyayithatha leyani indawo, ngoba njeona ngitshile nje kumalanga adlulileyo ukuthi unguye i-official candidate ye-CC.
Umnumzana Albert Mhlanga ngomunye wabasebenza lomnumzana Sengezo Chabangu ozithi nguye unobhala jikelele we-CCC. Ubexoxa lo Chris Gande we Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Kulabantu abanengi abathi kabatholi izikwelete zokusungula kumbe ukuthuthukisa amabhizimusi ngoba badlelana lamabandla aphikisayo, kanti njalo kabalazi bambiso zemali efunakalayo i-collateral. Abaphikisayo bathi kabayitholi imali yamabhanga afana lele Empower Bank Limited elidlelana lohulumende, lona elinika uZulu izikwelete zamabhizimusi lokunye okugoqela okubizwa libhanga leli ngokuthi lithuthuka kanye lemupeza namo loans. Abaqondisi bebhanga leli baya kuphika lokho besithi abantu bonke eZimbabwe balakho ukuthola imali abayifunayo uma belendlela eveza ukuba bazabhatala njani izikwelete. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 uxoxe lodisi lomnumzana Decent Bajila omela iluveve makhandeni edale lephalamende. Yena otshele uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ukuba abaphikisayo kabatholi izikwelete emabhanga adlelana lohulumende.
Umnotho welizwe awumanga kahle. Abantu abatsha abafundile bahambile ezikolo balabe ulwazi olungabathuthukisa, kodwa ayikho imali nasemabhenki, imali ayitholakali iningi layo. Ngedinga ukuthi kube lesibambiso i-collateral ngesilungu abantu abatsha kabanayo. Kathesi lezinye inhlanganiso ezingabe zikhona zikweledisa imali nazo zingathi zimile ngoba azikhanyi, akukhanyi ukuthi umnotho ume ngaphi njalo uqoqe ngaphi. Abantu abatsha kabalandlela zokuthola izimali zokuthi basungule amabhizinisi bazimele bodwa.
Yes, njalo kuzokuthiwa bahambe emabhanga baye ngaphi ngapho sokule youth lokhu lalokhu akusebenzi kathi konoko.
Ikhona i-Empower Bank, kodwa imali ephuma e-Empower Bank iphuma iningi layo iyimali yakulona leli lizwe. Njalo ukuthi itholakale ithola abantu abalutshwana kakhulu. Kulamahungahunga futhi athi imali le ingathi itholakala ngokuthi abantu babe lehlangothi lezombusazwe. Kube kanti abantu abatsha badinga ukuthi imali beyithole kungenani lokuthi kwezombusazwe banakanani. Wona lawo mahungahunga sisawacubungula sikhangelele ukuthi ikomidi lephalamende likhangele ngezabatsha lizasinika iripoti yokuthi kungabe kuliqiniso na ukuthi imali le iphiwa abantu bona labo abalutshwana abaphiwayo bayiphiwa kukhangelele uhlangothi lwezombusazwe abakulo.
Umnumzana Decent Collins Bajila ngomeli weluveve makhandeni edalele phalamende njalo engowebandla le-Triple C. Ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Sixoxe njalo lo mnumzana Malaki Nkomo owebandla le-ZANU PF.
Abantu fanele bawazi ukuthi izimali lezi uma beziphiwa awuphongukholiswa njengomuntu uthi uyaholiswa imali. Kuba nemithetho eminye ekhona engathi sizoba nisiyodinga imali kuyukuthi kulenhlelo eziphiwa nguhulumende kufunakale imali. Kukhona enye okufana ukuthi umuntu awugcwalise ukwenzela ukuthi kubonakale ukuthi ngempelampela ngumuntu ofuna imali yokuthi usebenze. Abanye bazafuna ukuthi khona kufuna imali kahulumende ngifuna ukuthi ngenze imithelo. Akayenzi le-proposal akuyena iphepha wokhe ukuthi umuntu kungenza lokho lalo. Lapha ngamuthi bakuzisiwa umhlabantu. Uma wenza iproject yakho ikhanya abamabhenki nalaba abasebezemali yibo abakufundisisayo. I-ZANU-PF iyasikho khonapho. Abantu abaningi bayo ukuthi sowunemthetho oyiholawulayo ukuthi wena nawufuna imali yokuthi wenze lokho kufanele ukuthi igcwaliseke kuthi okufunakalayo. So abantu balokuntu kube ngama-shortcut. Akungeke kube nama-shortcut ezintweni ezama-ezintweni ezamapholisi. Kuyafanele ukuthi umuntu wonke angene ngendlela yona leyo. Njalo nje angazenizwe nokuthi ama-banks bafuna bakulefoni egcwalisela indicate ye-protein party. Akikho indicate ukuthi uya eZimbabweni, ushiya ngaphi, kuthisi bani, kuyiphi indawo uyenze ukuthi qualify ukuthi uthole imali.
Ukuze ube lohlelo lwakho oluhle ukuthi uhulumende akunike imali, kumele wenzeni ukuloba lokho kuthiwa yi-project proposal? Uqala ngaphi kusiya ngaphi?
Ya, ngibona ngani ikhona abantu uma njengoba ngijile ukuthi kunesebenzi kahulumende idaba indawo yonke. Okuyikubane ngabe une-project ethize oyifunayo, ngaba yifamile okuthi ufuna uyenze ifamile, ufuna uyenze imali. Kunama-ministries avele ekhona okuthi ungahamba khona ngale, kune-ministries ezikhona ukugcinisa abantu ukuthi ngiyakufuna ukuthi ubhale i-proposal eqondane ne-mining, uyenza lokhu nalokhu nalokhu. Ngiyakufuna ukuthi ubhale i-proposal eqondane ne-farming, uyenza lokhu nalokhu. So ngaleyo ndlela ngiboni ngani abantu ngabasebenze ingathi imisebenzi yahulumente ezikhona endaweni yawo yabo.
Umnumzana Malaki Nkomo lilunga lebandla le-ZANU-PF obekhuluma ecingweni lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseyinsiza eMathebeleland South. Kweze Melika ziyadibana njalo namuhla inkunzimalanga zebandla lama Republicans kungxoxompikiswano yokuveza ukuba ngubani ozancintisa emele ibandla leli kukhetho lalonyaka olokudinga umongameli welizwe. Owaye ngumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump ulokhe esithi kangene kungxoxompikiswano lezi ngoba evele ekhokhela kucwaningo oluveza ukuba uchiya bonke abafuna ukuncintisa ngesibanga esikude. Kambe uTrump uzanqoba na ukuhlaziya lolu daba? UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxe locubungula ezombusazwe unkosikazi Priscilla Ndlovu ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe.
Mina mbona ngani okwenzakalayo kathesi laba abazama ukuvalela uTrump uthi engabi khona kukhetho. It's just another drama ye-American politics. Nesikhathi sokusiya isiyafika isikhathi sokukhetho uTrump uzabe sekhona ku-ballot box ngoba bangakwenza lokho abafuna ukukwenza kuzaba ngumsindo. Kuphinde kulole abantu laba bathi Trump uyivictim abantu bayamzonda babe baningi abakukhangela ngaleyo ndlela. Ngibona ngani mina emakhothi aphezulu azawuthi uTrump avotele ngoba besabani ukuthi bangabi create enye into kumbe babumbe olunye ukuthola uzaba ngumgoqo kusasa. Ukuthi ama-elections nxa omunye acabanga ukuthi amise omunye amise then issue ka-Trump becomes a benchmark or ukuthi hhayi kwake kwenzakala lokhu ngenxa ukuthi uTrump wake wamiswa. Lokhana yikuphonga ukudlala nje nezinto zalapha. Izinto zalapha njengokwasidivele zihlala ziphakathi engani kuthiwa ziyayigajarithwa kancane. So mna mbona ngani it's not yini nxa ngikhangele and hearing ama-opinions abantu abaningi amboni ukuthi yindaba eza engayenza ukuthi uTrump engavotelwa uzavotelwa kuphela.
Kodwa khona kubandla lama-Republicans ubona ubani ongani engasondelelana laye uTrump njengoba sike sabona umnumzana DeSantis laye ubengani useduze kodwa kathesi sesibona sokulo unkosikazi Nikki Haley. Ungathini wena lo?
Mina mbona ngani laba bayazama bakuzamayo konke obaqambayo kodwa as long as umnumzana Trump ekhona kwabantu abavotelwayo kumbe kungaze kufike ama-primary abo ama-Republican uTrump uzaphumelela kuphela uzanqoba ngoba ungakhangela ukuthi uTrump kubo 50% abantu abade bazamvotela nxa ukhangela kulalaba abahamba belinganisa izilinganiso zokukhetho lezamuntu bagethi ukuthi ngubani uzavotela. UNikki Haley baphansi kakhulu ukuthi kuzathathani ukuthi baze bavale isibanga lesi siphakathi kwabo lo Trump. And enye into esimele siyinanzelele futhi esikhohlwayo yikuthi abantu abavotela uTrump kufanana nokuthi thina sithi sivotela i-political party, i-Republican party. Leliyani ixeka labantu abavotela ulokhu nje uTrump kaba seyi-political party. So kungani kuthiwa yi-cult olabantu abaphonga ukulandela umkhokheli kusemnyameni ukuthi angezenzeni bayalandela kuphela bangaze bezokuthiwa omunye uhambe khona phana bathi bayamkhulekisa wafa. But ngenxa yokuthi vele ingqondo zabo sezikhona phaa ungeza kubakhuphe.
Unkosikazi Priscilla Ndlovu ulandela ezombusazwe. Ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 eseWashington State khonapha eMelika. Singene kusigaba sembiko yenu.
Sanibonani bantu, sanibonani balaleli nabalandeli beStudio 7 mhlaba wonke jikelele. Okhulumayo lana lichagwana elikhulu esigabeni sakosuku kwelasePlumtree uKhanyani Ncube. Azi ngizwa abantu bekhuluma lapha usengezo shaba ngesithi yena ufuna ukulungisa i-CCC eyenze izibe lama-structures ezincoma ukuthi I'm going to strike again. Ungathuphuzela ubutshwala lobo kuthiwa injengu, ukhuluma injengu, injengu la ikhulumayo. Uzathi campaign into campaign lamalunga akhe. Kodwa kubonakala kuzuza ibandla lezano PF yilo eliyabe lizuza lisiba laba limelayo eParliamente abaningi okuzayenza ukuthi khona bethole le third majority. So ke kunzima abantu benkosi, kunzima impela kulo mfo kaChabangu lo mpela. Hayi yazi kulokuthi umuntu uyamzonda kube ngakuthiwa hayi ngelinye igama lo angimzondi nyamenyanya. Ya angibonge amen kule ndawo.
Bonani balaleli, salibonani labadala labasisakazela indaba amihla yonke. Siyabonga kusizo indaba zenu bantu abadala. Kodwa iqiniso elikhona, Chabangu engawinawa kamavoti izanda yiwinawayo amavoti behlanganise njengathi Chabangu anti layo izanu vele amavoti lani ehlangana kaChabangu labogawula iyawina vele izanu TCCV akuvota ekhaya kuthi njalo ndawo balesikhathi baberojwa ukudla ngoba lo nyaka izulu lingekho. So kodwa abantu bakithi babasarojwa ukudla, so basazongcwaba kwamanye amazwe labantu ababebuya befile irojwa ikudla nje abantu basekhaya. Hhayi izanu PF hayi ayikusixolele kancane kuyinto lokho. Angazi mpeli noma izanu PF isibungu secorona noma yini into enjani nale nje. Hayi zanpiefuzi awuvote kudlasha isikhathi mina vele engikwenzi lokho.
Livuka njani Studio 7 basakazi. Hayi siyabonga bakithi. Sicela ukudlulisa lo mlayezo kulabo mama abafuna uSithini Ncube ozalwa nguLeon Ncube eNtabasimbe ward 5 eMatsSouth kopeula umama wakhe ngukhwini Banda umama luyendele kufamily kaMadala Boy Ndebele ongu-MP. Sicela uSithini Ncube ongabuya mbona sifonele kule number 0779387203. Okhulumayo ngufamona Ngwenya. Please siyancenga bakithi ukuthi ongabuya mbona uSithini noma eduze naye, please amtshela sifonele kule number, uyadingeka lo mntwana kakhulu. Sabe zulisize lapho kumbe umntwana selabo more than 10 years engekho uzwakalela khona ngaphe harale. Siyabonga.
Sabonani la ekhaya ku Studio 7. Mina yami indaba inje, ngikhala ngoChuma. UChuma lo engasijayeli, uChuma lo uyakwazi ukuba ikukurawundi le kahle kahle yabulala abantu abaningi emathebeleleni. Kwakungubani umuntu wabulala abantu laba? Kwakuyinjongo yokuthi ngumgabe umuntu wabulala abantu laba kwakuyizana. So manje lapha masibuzwa ngobaba uNcube la esejikajika engafuni ukukhuluma kahle kahle njengomuntu yazi umuntu wana uthiwa khona abantu angathandile into ezinhle yazi umthakathi ma ekhona kahle kahle elithakatha akafuni into enhle isiya phambili kabe lokhu evalavala ngento esegcekeni shashuwa makaphumela egcekeni njengempaba ngembuzi esemadoleni ukuthi hhayi izano yiyo iyabulalayo abantu kusimpuli nje kuphela nathi sikwazi khona manje uthi elizweni kulokuthula yikuphi ukuthula kwakhona ngokuba abantwana bonke abezimbabwe basemazweni amanye la ngaphandle la. Shashua usenza njani wena baba Chuma? Shashua wenza ini baba Chuma? Shashua wena mawusidla uthola amapulazi elantshontshela abelungu nabaqotha abelungu, hlala kahle nabantu abakho nje, thina siyahlupheka sifuna ukulungisa ilizwe nasikhona ukuhlala ekhaya. Shashua
athi mina ngiyamangala kodwa usengezo Chabangu lo abalokhu besithi usizi wacoshwa ebandleni lakhe ilibi ibandla lakho lekaChabangu ngoba elokuzeni uChabangu wayebe uthola ucoshwa ebandleni lakhe ngoba uOsidalosa akekho ebandleni likaChabangu. Okwesibili awukhami ukuthi uthi uChabangu ungwe-TCC ngapha usele party akaseyivula lebonakala ecampaign edinge angiyi-understand into yakhona kulo umenemene thize lapha into enzezana.
Salubonani kuStudio 7 ngiyabingelela. Obingelelayo igama ngumvumeni ngingumholi weqembu elicula umaskandi elibizwa ngokuthi abahlanganisi. So benginesifiso sokuthi ingoma zami zidlale mhlambe kustudio sikhulu okuyi-Studio 7. So angazi mhlambe noma ngakwazi ukuthi zidlale yini. Nkosi yami, bengicela nje ukuthi ngabe kuyenzeka zidlale emsakazweni.
Labo bekungabalaleli be-Studio 7 besipha imbono yabo nge-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. kwaneleke mthwakazo omuhle likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo 7:30 na olivalelisayo ngontungami linkomo lichone kuhle.